From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled Green Zone. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months, this man among them. Sheikh Sabah said, "If there are no reforms, the whole government should be replaced and go back to where it came from, and bring back all the money they stole." In a televised speech on Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in southeastern Turkey has killed at least one police officer and wounded 13 others. While there was no immediate indication of who was responsible, jihadists have already carried out two similar attacks in Istanbul this year. Video footage showed the chaotic aftermath of the explosions, with broken glass and debris and ambulances racing to the scene. That bomb went off in Gaziantep, the sixth largest city in Turkey, with a population of 1.5 million. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva later today for talks on the Syrian situation. He wants to deal with ongoing efforts to reaffirm cessation of hostilities throughout the country. Meantime, about 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least five. Nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling there, rocket fire, and air raids in the contested city since April the 22nd. This is VOA News.